With more U.S. troops headed into harm's way in Afghanistan, public opinion polls at home show declining support for the war. Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown.
Generally, enthusiasm for the war in Afghanistan is waning, and support for the president's handling of it is dropping.
For many Americans, finding a job and getting affordable health care are their top priorities, a concern the president addressed in his speech.
But as we end the war in Iraq and transition to Afghan responsibility, we must rebuild our strength here at home.
The troop increase is unpopular with some liberal Democrats in Congress who have vowed to fight it. They worry about the cost of additional troops and fear the U.S. could become entangled in another quagmire like the Vietnam War. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin.
Many members of my caucus, and I believe members of the Republican caucus, perhaps from different philosophical perspectives, will come to the same conclusion that this is a mistake to move in the direction of this huge troop buildup.
The president also faces criticism on the right from Republicans concerned about his plan to begin withdrawing troops from Afghanistan by the middle of 2011. Senator John McCain spoke on ABC's Good Morning America.
But when you tell your enemies that there's a date when you're going to start leaving, if that's what it is, it emboldens your enemies and dispirits your friends.
To fund the troop buildup, the president may have to turn to the very same Republicans who are trying to kill his health care reform plan, says pollster Peter Brown.
One of the things that's interesting about Afghanistan, and potentially very important to the politics of this thing, is that the coalition behind President Obama for being in Afghanistan is diametrically different than the coalition that is backing him on his domestic agenda.
With the way forward in Afghanistan dividing Americans, Mr. Obama faces a major political challenge at home that will test his presidential leadership skills, says military historian Kim Kagan.
Although we live in a democracy here in America and American public opinion is an essential component of how our elected leaders think about these problem sets, what we also see is that leadership matters.
Experts say achieving some success on the ground in Afghanistan is the best way to build support for the war at home. But that will take time, says Brookings Institution analyst Michael O'Hanlon.
And I think if Americans see progress, remember the stakes of this war, and recognize that we're not going to have to be there forever, but that we need a couple more years to consolidate the progress that we've begun to achieve, that the public will stay behind the effort, begrudgingly, unhappily, but nonetheless, at the end of the day, with support.
As a presidential candidate, Barack Obama often criticized the Bush administration's handling of the war in Afghanistan. But analysts say the president's speech outlining his new strategy effectively transfers responsibility of the war to Mr. Obama, and his political fate may be closely tied to a successful outcome. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.